look who's calling into the show right now. Chicago Tribune theater critic and now editor of the Chicago Tribune, Chris Jones. Congratulations, Chris. I'm glad you still participate in my show now that you're a big-time editor.
Just the editorial book, but yes.
Yes, well, editor of the editorial page, and that's a pretty big deal. And that's, I know it sounds like you're looking forward to this new role and the new challenges that come along with
it. Well, I think, you know, it's a chance to kind of have a bit of a reboot. We're obviously, as everybody knows, a much smaller operation than we've been historically. But there's some great writers who work in that area, like Alex Rodriguez, who's been doing this for a tremendously long time. I think it's a chance to kind of write, for me personally, it's a chance to write about broader issues that really matter to Chicagoans, and to sort of, you know, I hope the board, you know, and the editorials that the paper writes can sort of respect the traditions of the paper, but also, you know, help Chicagoans sort of recover from this pandemic and sort of touch them in terms of their hearts a little more than maybe in the past, and sort of make it a real sort of marketplace of ideas is what I'm hoping.
Yeah, I mean, I like that. It's interesting because you had to pivot, I guess. I hate that word, but I'm going to use it here, because the theater was shut down and, you know, there's nothing to cover. And so you kind of by accident sort of moved into this anyway, talking about other larger issues, things impacting our city, how we were handling these past 15, 16 months.
I just think it's so interesting because people, you know, so many people are making changes in their lives. You know, they don't want to do what they don't want to do anymore. I'm sure you've got friends like this, right? Mm-hmm. I know I do, who are, they're either changing job, or they're sort of reordering their priorities, or they're quitting, you know,
right?
Or they're doing a variety of things, and I just think it's interesting to think about now. How does that apply to the whole city? You know, how is Chicago going to come out of this together, and how are we going to decide, sort of collectively, what we care about? You know, because I think people, we're all thinking about it personally, but I keep thinking about what are we going to do together to make this place better as we come out? Because I don't think most people want to go back to the way everything was before, you know?
No, I think you're right about that. And it is a good time to sort of self-analyze and reflect, but also for our city. And this is the best city in the world. I know that. I think you believe that. And it's just where we go next. And there are a lot of discussions to our credit about that, and a lot of disagreements too, but that's what an editorial page is for, to reflect the city and the views and the perspectives of the people who are here.
Well, I think everybody wants to be heard, and in Chicago, it's very important that that's one of our great traditions, that people are heard and that people feel that their voice is respected. And I always find that even people who you disagree with, if they feel heard and if they feel like you're giving them a fair shake and they have an opportunity to say what they have to say, then there's more that unites us than divides us. Mm-hmm. And I think that I'm hoping that, you know, the page will be provocative in a responsible kind of way, because, you know, we've lost, I don't know, the tone of the civic discourse. I don't know what you think about this, but it's not been as elevated as it. And I don't mean in a fancy way. I just mean the way we talk to each other in this city has deteriorated, mm-hmm. in my mind.
No,
and I just think that I'd like to be a tiny part of the force that improves that.
Yeah, and I'm so looking forward to you being in this role, and that just seems like the right tone for this time. I think a lot of us were embarrassed by what happened in City Council the other day. It was like, come on.
Exactly.
Come on.
Exactly.
Come on.
Yeah, come on. I mean,
we're better than this, right, Chris? We're better than this.
We are better than this.
Yeah.
And I actually think the individuals involved are better than this. And
sure.
They know they're better than this.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's a stressful time.
It is.
Yeah.
Hey, can we talk theater for just a second? I know that's only one of your jobs now, but can you put on that hat for a second? Because things are opening up and there's a lot going on. What would you recommend we go out and see?
Well, I'm most excited. The big thing in July, so this is actually happening next week, is Teatro Zinzani, which is the circus show in the Loop. That's reopening. And I have, if you know, anyone who knows me knows I love circus, and I really love the people of the circus, you know, because I just think that those guys, they'll perform. It's in their blood. It doesn't matter if there's they pandemic or anything. They just want to do what they do in a way that I always find very moving. And Zinzani is a big risk. You know, anyone who's been down to the Loop knows that it's quieter than it would be in a typical summer. And this is the first big downtown sort of show to come back. And it's, you know, it's a bunch of Chicago investors. I think they're going to struggle at first, but I think it's worthy of support. And I've seen the show before, obviously, so I like the show. And it's just fun. And I think that that's really something that will be interesting to see if people are ready to come back to downtown. And I think that's really the big thing in July. I mean, the reality is that most of what we do entertainment-wise, you know, I think Inside is going to not be until as late as October, really. But obviously, we've got Lollapalooza coming. Mm-hmm. But that might be a bridge too far for some people. It kind of is for me at this moment. But it's, you know, but I think I'd love to see the summer go well for some of the people who are taking the risk and getting out there before everybody else.
Yeah, I'm ready to go see something. I don't know that I'm the full on, you know, mosh pit circumstances. Maybe not it, but I mean, look, being in a theater again. It's been so long for me. Yeah. I haven't been back, and I think it might be time.
Well, I got to see the Bruce Springsteen show in New York last week, and that was awesome. And Bruce is up there, you know, but there was a lot of controversy. They insisted on vaccinations there. And outside the theater, there were all these, you know, protesters. I mean, there's still a lot of dissent over these issues. You know, I'm a pro-vax guy. I think, you know, I respect people's right to make their own decision. But then I think also a private business has the right to say, you know, if you want to come in for everybody's safety, you've got to be vaccinated.
Yeah, so, it was a controversial move, but it is what it is. He's allowed to do that, and that's what he chose to do.
Yeah, he is.
Good luck.
And he's in the right.
Good luck in your new role. Yeah, I think he has.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining, Chris. We'll talk again
Always
soon.
Always a pleasure. I hope we'll talk often.
I hope so, too, Chris. Good luck with everything. Right. Chris Jones over at the Chicago Tribune, now editor of the editorial page, in addition to his theater critic responsibilities.